XO Takeover.
Hello and welcome to a brand new season of XO Takeover. I am so happy that we are back for a brand new season, and oh my gosh, what an amazing season we have got for you guys. And it is going to be absolutely crazy. As you've seen, we've been building up the hype and trying to get people ready for our return, and it is finally here after weeks and weeks and weeks of planning and filming. And just, I am so happy that I'm bringing this back after 5 years. And it is crazy to think that 5 years ago, came up with this idea and brought it to life, and then we just left it for a bit. We just didn't really do anything. We didn't really put much effort into it. Our heart had left it. And I'm so happy that we can now come back 5 years later, bring this back bigger and better than ever. And one of the main things being, you can actually see us this time. For those of you watching on YouTube, hello, you'll be able to see the conversations happening. And for those of you listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, hello to you too. Thank you for tuning in. Whether you're a new listener or an old listener, it's so great to have you all tune in to this amazing season. And so we are going to kick this season off with an amazing EXO fan. I'd like to introduce you all to our first guest of the season one, episode one, our very first guest, EXO Boys SRT. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling today?
Oh man, hopefully tomorrow, man, I get my car back. So I'm really excited for that.
Epic.
I got a big video coming for the Timeless song, so I'm getting that ready. So
It's great to have you on the show. Episode one, we've got you as the special guest. An incredible lineup, if I do say so myself. The first season, what are your thoughts on the lineup?
oh man, it's incredible, man. Pretty much everybody on that list, man. I can't wait to hear the stories on it. It's incredible, man, honestly. And I just want to say thank you for having me on the show.
No, thank you for being a part of it. I've got a few questions for you, and then in traditional EXO Takeover style, at the end, I'm gonna ask you for your top five EXO songs and why. And yeah, I'm just gonna kick it straight off with Nav. Nav as a whole, your thoughts on Nav as the person, the producer, the rapper, the brown boy. You've met him, I believe. So.
I actually met him when he came on tour. I think it was the Demon tour one, and man, he's real cool, man. He's a real humble guy. I remember when it was a meet and greet. As soon as I walked up, didn't even say one word to him, and he points out, "Hey, man, I love that EXO jacket, man." And my face lit up. I was like, "Holy crap, that's cool, man!" And during the show, man, he actually pointed me out, man, and threw me the EXO sign. So I thought that was really cool. I think Nav is under people just consider him underrated, man. I think he's really underrated. He's a really good rapper. He makes his own beats, and he could just rap anything that you want. And I think people don't give him as much credit as he needs. And I feel like Nav is one of those top 10 rappers, in my opinion.
Is there
And he just has so many good hits.
a particular album by him that is like your fave out of the whole of his discography?
Oh man, that is hard. Oh my God. I think Bad Habits for me. Bad Habits is really, really, really good one for me. And then the other one with Metro Boomin. Those two to me are my favorites.
And is there a particular song by now that you could just listen to over and over again and not get tired of?
Man, that is hard. That is really hard. I have that playlist in my phone every day. I always transition from him to Abel every time. Oh man, there's one song that I really like, and I think it's called Yes Sir. I don't know if you heard that one before.
I think I have.
Yeah, I like the beat, the lyrics. That one's my favorite. I always jam that one every time I'm driving my car.
Me personally, I really like the Nav project, the self-titled project. That I feel like that holds a lot, a special place to me, as well as the Reckless album as well. I really liked that album.
Yeah.
There's a few songs on it that it could do without, but as a whole, I do enjoy those projects. But do you think you'll see Nav again?
Oh, definitely. I'm waiting for him to drop his new album. I know he's been getting a lot of hatred towards I think Rexdale. I guess people really not liking it, which I don't understand. You know, of course, I know people say they miss the old Nav, which I do miss the old Nav. You know, that's the OG. But it's like, you know, Nav said, you got to put in the old with the new stuff. So I'm really excited to this next album. I really am.
Yeah, didn't he? Wasn't he meant to be released in Nav 2 and then that got scrapped, I believe?
Something like that. I think what it is too, I think his album that he was supposed to release, I think when Abel, you know, was doing the whole Sao Paulo stuff, and I think that kind of got into it a little bit. But I do believe Nav will end up dropping it for sure, maybe hopefully next month, or maybe late December. So we just gotta wait and see on that.
Hopefully, hopefully. But moving on to the main man himself, Abel the Weeknd. I want to kick off with this project right here, My Dear Melancholy, and get your thoughts on the project.
Well, if it wasn't for Selena Gomez breaking his heart, I don't think we would have got that album. Nah, man, that album is it hits different. I think we could all say we've all been through a heartbreak, and the lyrics to every song of those just touches everybody. And I know like I said, just the lyrics. We've all been there, we've all done that, and it's just different. And I think Abel did an incredible job on that album.
Is there a particular song that you like the most on the album?
I think it's Call Out My Name. And especially the live performance, the notes that he hits, it just, you sit there and you're like, wow, man, it's incredible.
Even like the synths on the live version are incredible. Like the whole live version, I wish there was like a studio version of his live performances because they just hit so differently.
And especially the live performances, he puts in those extra notes. You know, a little different lyric in there, and it's just like, man, Abel, can you please release this on a vinyl?
As we all are aware, Hurry Up Tomorrow is coming up. Who knows when, but it won't be tomorrow whilst we're recording this. But in the meantime, Dawn FM being his most recent released album, how would you say Dawn FM compares to an album such as Starboy?
Starboy, man, that's a good album too. I think I like it. Honestly, I think Starboy is probably gonna be one of my top three. I think from Starboy to Dawn FM, there's a lot of similarities to it. Especially certain songs. Especially like that Sacrifice, Take My Breath. It has more of that club feeling to it.
Yeah.
And if you look at Party Monsters, the other songs like that, it just has that little club feeling to it. And I think the thing with Abel on that is that you don't know what he's gonna bring to the table. It could be a melody, it could be a party song, it could be a rap song. The guy could do it all. Honestly, Don FM for me was a surprise. A lot of great hits on that song. A lot of great hits.
Yeah, it came so fast as well, Dawn FM. I remember he just posted a text message thread of him and Lamont. It was just like, should we drop tomorrow? Yeah, let's drop tomorrow. But I think he did that. I think he did that as well with My Dear Melancholy. It was just came out of nowhere. Here you go. But I kind of like that.
That my dear one, that was unexpected. I don't even think anyone even expected that. That was just, okay, here's an album. I was like, oh my God, what the hell?
Do you prefer it when Abel does stuff like that, or do you like these like longer rollouts for his albums?
I think the longer rollouts, it kind of makes us frustrated. We're like, when are you gonna drop? When he just drops suddenly, we're like, oh my God, it's here. So it's a good and a bad thing.
Yeah, true. So with talking about Starboy, The Weeknd and Daft Punk, iconic dream team. In my opinion, and it's a shame that Daft Punk have retired. But when you look at Starboy and I Feel It Coming, how do you think they compare to the likes of him collabing with Gustavo Stein on My Dear Melancholy with I Was Never There and Hurt You?
Man, honestly, though that song actually was one of the songs that I actually really liked. And the similarities to that too is just, that's the thing about Abel though, is that he could put one song on one album and then on the next album it's a transition to it. And it's incredible how he does that. I don't think there's any other artist that does that. And Abel's just the best at that one to me when it comes to transitions like that.
Fair enough. And with the storytelling that comes with each of these albums, We know that for these past three, we're in, it's a trilogy, but with Dawn FM, we knew for in the story side of it that it was like in a purgatory, a radio show kind of thing. So, what are your thoughts on the way that Abel uses storytelling in his albums? Do you think it's getting a lot better? Do you think some of his older ways were better?
Like I said, the thing about Abel is that it's always a story behind every album. And with every trilogy, it's a storytelling. And that's the whole thing about the Weeknd character is that we're seeing the whole story from the start and now we're getting it to the finish. And that's the thing that Abel has done so good. And I think he's gotten better through the years, especially, I guess, if you get towards Beauty Behind the Madness. From Beauty Behind the Madness to where we're at now, I think it's just the storytelling. It's just been incredible. And I think this last album that we're getting as, the farewell of The Weeknd as we transition to Abel Tesfaye, it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. I know there's a lot of theories out there that we could be getting two parts of this album. One part is basically nothing but The Weeknd era, and then the last part would be Abel's new era. So a lot of theories out there, so.
That's interesting to hear that actually, because I've not heard that theory before. So that's I'm just trying to imagine that now, how that would work. I would be keen to see how that would go.
Yeah.
In terms of, like you mentioned, theories, what do you think the main theme of the storytelling for this final album will be?
Oh, man. Of course, he's already kind of, sang some of the songs on that album. And I think it's a way of saying, The Weeknd was more of, the drug guy, the sex game, just the typical rap life. And now that he's saying goodbye to The Weeknd, he is now, like he said, he's turning to, his faith into God. And he's finding his way, he's finding his true self, and that is Abel Tesfaye. And I think this album, we're going to get a lot of confessions, but basically saying that I'm ready to change and I'm ready to show the world that I'm not just known as The Weeknd. This is me, Abel Tesfaye. So it's going to be very good. Really, really excited.
Do you think this new era, a new style, is influenced by anyone in particular? I myself thought when he came out at Sao Paulo, the fit he had reminded me of Michael Jackson. Do you think we're gonna get other influences with it?
Now that you say that, I had saw that post too, that the similarities between him and Michael, the way he was doing it is very influential. That's how Michael did it, right? I think Michael was getting ready for his last tour, basically saying, this is me. This is Michael Jackson. Same thing with Abel, I think that's probably a big influencer is Michael Jackson. In my opinion, he's right up there with Michael Jackson, right up there.
That was going to be my next question there, actually.
And honestly, I could just imagine if Michael was still alive, the song that they would do together would just be number one, easily number one.
Easily, undoubtedly. Yeah, but it's crazy that you just stole what I was going to. I'm glad. I'll just move on to the next one. In terms of collaborations as a whole, from House of Balloons to where we are now, what would you say has been your favorite collaboration?
I guess artist wise. Oh man, that's a good one. I'm gonna say this. I think The Weeknd and Future was always a good collaboration. And then you got Metro Boomin. And then that one song with Kendrick Lamar.
Sidewalks.
He just goes good with everybody. But of course, I'm gonna say this just because it's EXO. I wish Abel would have done more songs with Nav. Every song that he's done with Nav has been a banger, and I was really hoping to have another collaboration in that style for this last album, which I don't think we're gonna get. But I think Nav and Abel is just, that's the best duel right there for me.
Yeah, I really like Price on My Head, and I'm surprised that they've only done two songs together, and it's
Yeah, I think the other one was Some Way. I think, yeah, that was that one.
was a bit shocked about that. But another duo that are great together that Abel works great with, Travis Scott,
Oh, yeah.
and as we all know, the past few projects. Almost all the projects Travis Scott has done at The Weeknd has been featured on one of the songs. Do you think that we're still going to be getting that when, say, Hurry Up Tomorrow's come out and Travis Scott's next album comes out, whenever? Do you think we'll still be getting these Weeknd features, or do you think that's it?
It's a good thing you say that. My opinion, I'm surprised Travis Scott wasn't on the Timeless song. I think he would have been a perfect one on that one. Especially with the auto tune and stuff like that. I think that would have been really cool. I'm surprised he wasn't. Maybe they might drop another version of it with Travis, maybe. Could be, since this right now that song is still number one. But regards to Abel and Travis, I really think we'll probably see it again. Maybe not on the Hurry Up Tomorrow, but maybe on Travis's album and the new era of, Abel Tesfaye, we could possibly see that.
I'd love for them to keep doing that, because I wouldn't want him to release this album, finish being The Weeknd, and then that is it, full stop. I hope that we still get some glimpses of him in other people's work, if not his own. But yeah, completely forgot the question I was going to ask then. So. Okay, but yeah, I remember now. In terms of this final album, I know I've talked about the last album a lot, but there's just so many questions I've got me up to ask people about it. But in terms of this last album, what kind of impact do you think it is going to have in terms of the EXO community, the world, the Billboard charts, records, all that kind of stuff?
The way it's going, of course, there's a lot more songs that we haven't heard. Of course, the album hasn't came out yet. I really hope that he pays montage to his old albums, and not just that, but I really think this is going to be album of the year, for sure. The songs that he's already came out with have been hits after hit after hit, and I know for sure he has, and all those other songs are going to be hits. But I feel like he has one of those songs. It's going to be a real, real banger that's going to take over. And I feel like that's probably going to be the last song, I feel like.
Do you think that Hurry Up Tomorrow will exceed After Hours?
You know what? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. Even though After Hours was, I think with the non-original EXO fans, the Dark Hyde fans, I think everyone came on after that, After Hours.
And do you
A
think,
blinding lights is what really took it over.
yeah, do you think we'll ever get another song that is kind of like equivalent to Blinding Lights?
I believe so. I really do believe so.
By Abel or by someone else?
I think by Abel, for sure.
Okay. And then last question for you for today's episode. Let's pretend Hurry Up Tomorrow isn't coming out, and we have no knowledge of it. If The Weeknd was to announce a new album today, what would you personally want it to be called, and what would you want the sound and direction to be like?
That is a tough one. I think the sound direction I would be like I said, paying montage to the old albums, little bit bits of there, that would be cool. For the title wise, that's hard, man. That is really hard. I wouldn't even think what I would want to say. I mean, what would you name it, honestly?
I don't know. I feel like Hurry Up Tomorrow, it does make a lot of sense in terms of the trilogy, After Hours, Dawn FM. But I think just before the whole announcement of the album title, I was kind of think it was going to be called like Here Comes Tomorrow or Something to Do with Tomorrow. I feel like
Yeah.
makes the most sense in terms of the trilogy. I would still I'm still holding out for an OVOXO album.
I was just about to ask you that on that little drama going on. I'm gonna say this, man. As much as I love EXO and I'm always gonna be an EXO fan, I give respect to Drake when it's credited. But honestly, man, a little salty just because he couldn't sign Abel to OVO. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and it's a shame because you've let that little bit of saltiness get in the way of what when did Kiss Land come out? 11 years.
That was bad.
Yeah. You've
Yeah.
had 11 years to get over it, get back in the studio, make hits, and you just.
I'm gonna say this. Look, a lot of people say, and like regular people that listen to hip hop, they always used to say, "Oh, well, Abel can't rap." Well, I don't know about that, man. I think Abel could spit out bars and can really get up Drake for his money. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think like when he puts his mind to it, he can. Like we've heard him rap before, and he sounds
Oh
like
yeah.
it.
Oh
It's like
yeah, for sure.
then people are just absolutely just out of, they're not even on this world. You can't call yourself
Yeah.
like
Yeah,
a true fan if you do not know of The Weeknd rapping. But yeah,
yeah.
in terms of questions, I think that's it. This week's episode. So I'm gonna hand it over to you now. If you want to show the viewers what you look like whilst you give us your top five EXO songs and why.
Oh yes, sir. Oh, let me see if I can fix this. It's my first time doing Zoom, so it's like, oh no.
There we go. See you now.
What is up, guys? Right here, rocking the EXO chain. Yes, sir. The top five, man. I'm gonna say Purdy from Kissland, Party Monster for sure from Starboy. Heartless from After Hours. And the last two, that's coming down to the wire on that one. That's hard.
You've not told me how you're picking those songs, though.
Honestly, I'm gonna put Timeless at two.
Okay.
Just because it's on replay all the time and it's just like, oh my God, I'm just shocked about it.
Is
I'm
this
gonna put Timeless at two.
in order, 5 to 5 to 1, or
Yeah, 5 to 1.
right? Okay.
Number one, House of Balloons.
I like that decision.
House of Balloons for sure. That song, that song's in my heart for sure.
I feel like you put Pretty at 5. Why that song in particular out of all the Kissland tracks that are out there?
Kissland was an underrated album. I don't think a lot of people give credit to Kissland. That right there is my favorite album, and hands down my favorite album. The lyrics, just everything about that album, I just love it. And if I can go down to, like I said, the last album, I would listen to Kissland every day if I have to, because that right there to me is my favorite album.
Fair enough. And with Party Monster, real quick, do you think it would have been the same if Lana Del Rey weren't in it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Did
I kind of wish Stargirl was a little bit longer. I wish it was longer, even though it's like a minute or something, but I think they should have went a little longer with that one.
Yeah, I do think that they're good to get when they get together, and I reckon that she'll probably be on Hurry Up Tomorrow, if I'm being
Oh
honest.
yeah,
Yeah.
for sure.
Because they've not collabed in a while now, since Starboy.
Yeah, for sure. It's a long time coming, so yeah, for sure.
It's long overdue, but hopefully they haven't
No.
fallen out like Drake. But
Yeah.
yeah, once again, thank you so much for being a part of the brand new season of EXO Takeover and being the first special guest of the season. Before we finish,
Appreciate it, man.
is there anything you'd like to say to the people listening, the people watching? Is there anything you'd like to say?
Oh man, I want to say, man, the EXO community, man, y'all the best, man. I wake up every day, go on Instagram, and just everyone from the fan pages to the fans to the merchandise. It's y'all guys are incredible, man. And I could honestly say this is the best group in the world, and it's EXO till we overdose. So, love y'all guys, man.
Thank you so much. And that is it for this week's episode of EXO Takeover. Join us once again next week. We'll have more special guests talking more things EXO right here. You know where we are. So come join us and tune in.
Yes, sir. XO.